at Bomar's Marina.
Yes.
Elmer Bomar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Elmer and Ann.
And what was your first job for them?
I was a tune-up and oil change boy and boat rigger, new boats and whatever. Cobalt boats were just getting launched at that time, and I have lots of good memories of the beginning of Cobalt boats when they were just building that company and learning everything. And I had lots of associations with Pack St. Clair and Dan Bramhall and all of the Cobalt crew, and it was a tremendous education.
Well, Cobalt, aren't they manufactured out in Kansas?
Neodesha.
And so how did you have a connection down here?
The Cobalt franchise was with Bomar's Marina.
Oh, okay.
They were one of their very first dealers.
All right.
And so I was on the ground floor and got to see all of that, the formative years of how that company was built, and see it finally become the single largest market share recreational boat company in 40 to 20 feet in the world.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. I want to talk some more about that. I don't know, how many marinas, describe how many marinas and what Grand Lake was like then, and what year are we talking about here?
Well, I started in 53.
Okay.
Of course, I was 3 years old, and it was just, I remember the lake life, and Humboldt is on the Neosho River, and it's just a dirty old river, and yet, as a kid, I knew it ran into Grand Lake,
right,
and that was this beautiful place, and clean water, and lots of activity, and excitement, and money, and everything was going up, and, you know, a little different than Humboldt, Kansas.
Yes, yes. So then, when you started working for Bomar, was that in 19, what?
69.
All right. So let's say, how many more marinas beyond Bomar would you think there was at that time?
Probably maybe a dozen.
You had the ability to be a mechanic. Not everybody's born to do that, but you must have, shall we say, inherited that from your father, because he did everything you said.
Yeah, and he was a quite good mechanic and a prolific boater. I'd been around boats my whole life. We always had a boat, and we always went to the lake or wherever, you know, until we found Grand Lake.
He had no idea he was setting you up, was he?
No.
Tell us how long you worked for Bomar, and then you had an opportunity to buy Arrowhead?
I worked at Bomar's for 5 years, and it was wonderful. It was a great experience, and I'm thankful that I had that opportunity. After 5 years, we were right next door to Arrowhead. And the group that owned Arrowhead, they had visions of wanting to be in the boat sales business. And so they offered me a position if I would put them into the boat sales business, which I did. And that was with AMF Crestliner in 1977. And it was a dynamic boat, 22 feet, bigger than anything Cobalt built at that time. And we did, and it got started off very well.
So this is an area that you had really no experience in yet.
Well, except I'd been working in a boat dealership. You know, I knew how they did things and how they were put together.
At Bomar's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had boat sales.
Yes.
Yeah, and you sold Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you built for with that experience. So you put in the boat dealership at Arrowhead,
mm-hmm.
and you began to work for them.
I bought into it. I was a one-half owner.
And, of Arrowhead?
Mm-hmm. And I was the president of the corporation, so I had investment in it.
Who owned the club at that time?
The club was owned by Jerry Ennis and his father. They were more attuned to the restaurant and club business and not the boat business. And they saw that as an opportunity that they were missing, that they wanted to partake and participate in. And then I did that for 5 years, and then I bought them out.
And how did they choose the name Arrowhead? Did you ever hear?
Yes, I actually do know. the previous owner, which we knew because boating and stopping in, and we stopped in and we met this guy, and he was the owner. And he said it was a fishing resort, and he said he was going to change the name of it next year to Arrowhead, so he would be the top listing in the Grand Lake Association book.
That's how that came about.
Yeah. Sound logic.
Yeah.